Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
These words were composed by Spencer the Rover, who had travelled Great Britain and most parts of Wales. He had been so reduced, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he went on the roam. In Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he had been on his rambles, being weary. At the foot of yonder mountain, there runs a clear fountain, with bread and cold water he himself did refresh. It tasted more sweeter than the gold he had wasted, more sweeter than honey, and gave more content. But the thoughts of his babies, lamenting their father, brought tears in his eyes, which made him lament. The night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. There he dreamt about sighing, lamenting and crying, "Go home to your family and rambling forsake." On the 5th of November I've a reason to remember, when first he arrived home to his family and wife. They stood so surprised when first he arrived, to behold such a stranger once more in their sight. His children came around him with their brittle prattling stories, with their brittle prattling stories to drive care away. Now they are united like birds of one feather, like bees in one hive, contented they'll be. So now he is a living in his cottage, contented, with woodbine and roses growing all around the door. He's as happy as those that's got thousands of riches. Contented he'll stay and go a rambling no more.
Zimu! Zimu! Zimu mo dachu! Tariken! Tariken bacharu sila chau dachu! እንደዚህ ነው ስራ እንዳልሰራ ምቀኛ የበዛ አለፈ ጊዜያቱ በዋዛ ፈዛዛ ስሙ እርሃ
Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know This is gonna happen. Listen to my voice. This is not a trend. But now you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You want the world to cease. But when you show hope, then we will show you peace. Look into my mind. Can you see my wealth? Can you tell that I wanna help myself? But if it happened that, I stick you for your ring. Don't be mad at me. It's a survival thing. Look into my heart. I can feel your fear. Take another look. Can you hold my stare? Why are you afraid of my younger face? Or is it this thing bulging in my waist? Look into my life. Can you see my kids? Let me ask you this. You know what hungry is? In this part of town, survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill. Look into my house, would you live in here? Look me in the eyes and tell me that you care. Well, I made up my mind to end up in the mall. I know me rather die, I'm gonna live like dog. Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gonna happen. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking loud. You want the world to cease. But when you show us hope, then we will show you peace.
Well, you can stay all night if you want to. You can hang out with all of his friends. You can go and meet his mother and father. You better make sure that's where it ends. 'Cause baby, there's one thing that you gotta know. Let him read your palm and guess your sign. Let him take you home and treat you fine. But baby, don't let him waste your time. Don't let him waste your time. By in an instant, and you wonder what is waiting for. Then some skinny bitch walks by in some hot pants, and he's a running at the door. So remember that one thing that you gotta know. Don't let him waste your time.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
They called you the new world. Who were they to understand? Unwillingly they settled here upon your ancient land. They never tried to learn the language. To them you must have seemed so strange. You offered them nothing they knew. All they offered you was change. You talked with your people in silent ways that they all knew, while others learned nouns and verbs, the meaning never quite got through. Your lungs were your forests, mighty rivers were your blood. They stole the shade from over them, salted soil where once they stood. And they called you the new world. Who were they to understand? Unwillingly they settled here upon your ancient land. They never tried to learn the language. To them you must have looked so strange. You offered them nothing they knew. All they offered you was change. You fed son and daughter, asking kindness in return. They kept poison from your waters. They knew when you should burn. But the settlers tried to change you, ignoring providence for greed. In vain they try to claim you, and we're still trying to succeed. Where drought follows flood. If they'd only learned the language, the simple language of the land, they could have walked beside you. You could have grown up hand in hand. For you were never the new world. You'd been here since time began, and those who'd been here with you knew the ways in which you ran. There's still time to learn the language, to seek the wisdom of their ways, and knowledge born of centuries, while ours is one of days. And knowledge born of centuries, while ours is one of days.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Get up. عايشة لك أحلى سنين في العمر يا ضيل عين وبقلبي يا غالي حنين وغرام من أول يوم في هواك كان حلمي أكون وياك لو يوم من عمري معاك وكتير وأنا بتمنك يا حبيبي
Thank you. I'm Alfie Bow, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
If I could wake to find you near me, suddenly here, out of the blue. If I could call and you could hear me, what would I say? Evangeline, if I could awake to find you sleeping here in my arms, out of the blue. If you could take my hand and keep me right here with you, Evangeline, my sunshine, light of my day, you're a star in the darkness, light years away. If I could awake to feel the sunlight fall in my room, out of the blue, and if the day could break and bring me summer in bloom, Evangeline, my sunshine, light of my day, you're a star in the darkness, light years away.
It was full of cotton wool, my pen was full of bile. It was one of those days when everything's grey and nothing seems worthwhile. The radio played the sort of crap that music hacks acclaim. I don't know why they call them songs, they don't deserve the name. And so I vowed I'd never write another song when something weird occurred. And out of the dusty air a ghostly shape appeared, and I heard myself exclaiming, mon Dieu, zut alors, immense. I know that pipe and that moustache is the ghost of Georges Brassens. I know that pipe and that moustache is the ghost of Georges Brassens. I said, Georges, what are you doing here? I've seen your grave inset. He said, I've come to tell you that you shouldn't give up yet. It's all very well for you, Georges. Your songs brought your fame. You sold a multitude of records and all France knew your name. He said, until the age of 31, I never earned a cent. I remember the very first cheque I got, I didn't know what it meant. I never wrote for money, and I never wanted fame. And if my songs had never earned us, who would have written them just the same? If my songs had never earned us, who would have written them just the same? You know, for me to be in the public, I was always an ordeal. The trappings of celebrity for me had no appeal. My needs were few. For years I lived on little more than bread and cheese. In the world of fame and fashion, I could not feel at ease. This lust for money and possessions hasn't done the world much good. For myself, I always tried to earn as little as I could. Friendship, les copains, that's what mattered in the end. And the thing that I'm most proud of is I never lost a friend. The thing that I'm most proud of is I never lost a friend. The thing is, yours, I said, my songs have sometimes caused offence to Christians, royalists, Zionists, coppers and others too numerous to list. Eh, law, he shrugged, some critics called my songs debased, unpatriotic, sacrilegious and inexorable taste. They didn't like the way my songs debunked authority, the law, the church, the military, eh, la gendarmerie. I lived my life, I wrote my songs the way I wanted to.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sheffield in Focus is a magazine show that's a particular interest to people with low or no vision. We have guests,
library services,
what's on at the pictures,
theatre,
gossip,
events, general knowledge quiz,
poems
and stories. Tune in Tuesdays 3-5 on 93.2 FM.
That's Sheffield in Focus.
Are you a keen Sheffield Life listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Life is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Life. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 p.m. on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and at sheffieldlive.org.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield.